see what I mean. An engineering study, either by a Del Dot or private firm accepted by Del Dot, along with improvements identified in the engineering study, such as overhead lighting, that might be streetlights, just to light the intersection up, turn lanes, a flashing warning light, say in dangerous intersection, intersection realignment, because it's four crazy corners, or a traffic signal. I didn't say we were mandating anything. I was just saying some of the concerns I had that could be part of the conditions to put it in Del Dot's head for an engineering study.
If you're concerned about Route 9, you can start saying no. Because that's not in our vocabulary.
Now that wasn't nice, George.
You what?
Okay, what's your pleasure, gentlemen? The only question I got is saying that I don't have a problem that it has to be bonded. Del Dot has to sign off on it, but I guess to say that he can't get any building permits until that time, I think he could invest a lot of money in it and never be able to get a building permit.
But that, you know, if this condition says,
can't have both ways, boys.
If this condition is placed upon it, it puts all the work on the developer and nothing to do with us. He can call Del Dot and get it straightened out before he actually rolls dirt and says, you know, they're not going to fix it, I can't build, so why do my infrastructure if they're not going to approve it? So I would say if it did pass, I'd like to see the condition on it that would have him to do over tomorrow and say, I'll give you a bond and have an engineering study, let's get moving. And it would be his decision where he starts rolling dirt before the intersection is approved. He sees it moving, and they've just done a mess of electrical work along there that it would be the burden on him to get to Dover and say, okay, I'm not going to turn any dirt until they're going to do it or not. Take my money and spend it correctly. Or put it on the bypass.
What I think I'm hearing you say, you're saying until they approve it. Is that what you're saying? Or are you saying until the intersection is completed?
If the developer felt that his bond money was going to go to get the intersection done, and Dallas says, we're going to build it, and they get on doing it, then he can get on with his building. He can take a gamble and build it now and start building his infrastructure work if this condition is put on. But until the intersection was done safely, he wouldn't get any building permits for homes. It's the only way that we can get a handle on some of these safety issues with Del Dot being reactive instead of proactive, where this has been a deadly dangerous intersection for a long time. This would get that, or something that need to be done. I think Del Dot recognizes something does need to be done, because they have people sit out there all summer in these trucks and take pictures and of all the accidents and everything, but they have no funding to do it with. In this case, the developers providing all the funding to get the safety improvements done.
Well, I think that's the cost of doing business, I would think.
And both 2A and 2B refer to the engineering study.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So are you satisfied with the way it's written, or do you want to amend what he suggested?
He read mine in with his.
Yeah, I think he's incorporated those into.
Will you read 2A and 2B again, Mr. Lee? Or
yes, sir.
Do 2 all over again.
The total 2 would be that all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by Del Dot shall be completed by the applicant or their successors assigned in accordance with Del Dot's determinations. The location of the entrance shall be subject to the approval of Del Dot, whether on Route 9 or Route 258. 2A, at a minimum, before any site work will begin or can begin, a bond provided by the applicant developer shall be remitted to Del Dot sufficient to pay for an engineering study, either by Del Dot or private firm acceptable to Del Dot, along with any improvements identified by the engineering study, such as overhead lighting, turning lanes, flashing overhead warning lights, intersection realignment, or a traffic signal for the intersection of Route 9 with Fisher and Hudson Road. 2B, stating prior to the issuance of the first residential building permit, the improvements to the satisfaction of Del Dot to improve the safety of the intersection of Route 9 with Hudson Road and Fisher Road shall be in place and operating as identified by the engineering study.
Well, I guess I don't want to speak for Mr. Dukes, but it seems like there's a concern that Del Dot may hold the developer hostage. But
no, they just don't use the, Dale didn't say that, they just said they didn't use the money right now. You said that the money was taken for improvements and then improvements were never made.
That's the one.
The developers went ahead and developed.
Well, Mr. Rogers is saying
right?
that.
That's what they don't want to prove.
But okay, right. But the developer continued on to develop. He didn't. They weren't held hostage or anything. They just they've got some money somewhere. Nobody knows where that is. But that's that's between DelDOT and the developer.
Well, but this one says
look out for
this. This one's different. This one says if it's not done, he can't move forward.
And that's holding them hostage.
Oh, so you're,
I guess
puts the burden on the developer to push DelDOT.
You got to do something, boys, because what we're doing isn't working. But I, you know, I don't.
Okay. All right. We don't need to vote on the two amendments to your 17.
Yes, you do.
You basically got to vote on probably the whole
suggested findings. Well, we've voted on the 17 to begin with, have we?
No. They're running suggested.
Right.
So they haven't made a motion to put them on.
I don't see why you got to make a motion to put them on. We've never voted on the 17 to begin with. Or do you want to vote on the on 2A and 2B?
I guess you could adopt it, Dale, with those seven, you know, just
well,
as read.
Depends on how you make the motion. I, mean, I suppose if somebody made a motion to that incorporated the changes suggested by Mr. Rogers, it would be one motion.
Yes,
that's appropriate.
Okay, gentlemen, I need a motion.
I'll make that motion that the conditions as read on conditional use facts of finding conditional condition 1666 with the additions, and I don't know what represents the fifth one.
2A and B.
2A and 2B, is that correct?
Yeah, 2A and 2B.
It would be with the 8 findings and 17 conditions, including the discussed 2A and 2B.
Sorry. Balls are getting everybody their plate right there.
Yeah.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers to approve CZ,
16.
Excuse me, CU-1666. The 8 findings of facts and the 17 conditions, and we just amended number 2 to include 2A and 2B, which Mr. Lang has gone through repeatedly. And if he has to do it again, we will, but there's no questions on it.
I do have a question.
Yes, Mr. Phillips. We need a second first.
Second.
I have a second, Mr. Phillips. Questions, Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Lang. We are doing this conditional use on both AR1 and GR ground. What is the acreage of each?
I don't think we have that calculation. The AR is the front. Like 1,000 feet or 600 foot, and the rest of it goes is GR in the back. The site map.
But it
by scale, it's about looks like 200. 200 the front 200 foot is AR, and the rear majority of the parcel is GR.
So it looks like there's a slight upzoning taking place.
Kind of for the multifamily,
even that 96 units on 28 acres.
Yeah, the total property was 28 acres. And about, let's see. About 3.5 acre plus or minus on the front. And that's calculated out of my head.
Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips, as so stated. Any questions? Any more questions? Okay, now Mr. Cole.
Well, I'll vote no because it is out of character. I think the Planning and Zoning Commission had it. Right. They got the a unanimous decision to vote no based on these reasoning, this rationale. The property is not suitable, and they felt that it was out of character. It's not essential or desirable for the welfare of the area in the county. The proposed 96 units, it states in number 3 of their reasons that it is out of character with the surrounding community. It also, I think, provides a loss of GR approved land in a GR area. So we're actually taking from the GR district, which is it's shrinking all the time, and it does provide a GR district does provide for some affordable housing in this county. The location that P&Z felt that the location there at the on Route 9, which is a beach route, which has got they say problematic, which is an understatement. It's bumper to bumper. It's got all kinds of problems. We've got intersection problems. And that they didn't feel that this this multifamily subdivision in a rural area like this would be conducive. The primarily the area is a single family area with structures on primarily on half acre lots and greater, and I believe that provides the same amount of open space depending on the definition of open space, and with the utility easement and the overhead transmission lines, it doesn't really make it an appropriate spot or desirable spot for this kind of development. So my vote would be no. I agree with planning and zoning. I think they have it exactly right.
Mr. Phillips.
I'm going to vote yes. I think these conditions that have been placed are going to alleviate a lot of the concerns. I believe the DelDOT condition is something that needs to be watched. I'm very curious to see how that all evolves over time. One of the reasons opposed to this at PNZ was that it was out of character. But I guess I'm a little concerned that by using that statement out of character, it hamstrings the county council from allowing development to evolve in a positive manner. If we simply want to keep everything in the same character that we currently have, we could be going down a path that may not necessarily be best for the county. For instance, the multifamily units here will allow us to have greater open space, in this case 71%, something that we couldn't say if we kept this development, so to speak, in character. Also, the fact that the vast majority of this is GR, which would afford even a mobile home park there, I'm not sure that necessarily would be an improvement to the character of the area. So with those reasons, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
This project has been on my mind a long time since it was applied for, and the concerns I voiced in the public hearing about the safety of the intersection. And the way, by adding the conditions, and I thank my colleagues for allowing me to be part of the conditions to get a safer intersection before any development can occur. But to guarantee that in my mind, I just can't support the project. I must take the lead of Planning and Zoning Commission with not everything that they said, but a lot of what they did say. Yes, this is GR. Yes, there is contiguous GR to this that's already been done and around it. The site plan that's there now does put the development back from the roadway with the stormwater management out front and the so-called setback entrance. But thinking this thing through for days now, weeks, that I just can't support the condition 1666 as presented. However, if it does pass, I did get the guarantee to see if DelDOT will get off the dime. And this would be a good test if it did pass, to see if it did get off the dime, but if it can't pass, I'm going to support it.
So your
vote is no.
Your vote is no. Mr. Jones.
Well, I think the whole purpose here is with the amendments that Mr. Rogers made to the conditions that, as always, we allow DelDOT, and we always end up being the bad guys because the improvements don't get done or they're 10 years down the road or stuff like this. I think this particular addition to the conditions will, again, make the developer put the pressure on them, or let the private sector approve it, which that's the only way in Sussex County anything's gonna get done if the private sector or the developer does it, because they certainly don't do any very minimum amount of road improvements. With the conditions that was presented by Mr. Link and the facts, my vote is yes.
I looked at this thing for quite a while and read it, and due to the amount of GR that's there, they could put a lot more units on than what's proposed in the 96 here. The 71% open space, and I'm not sure I totally agree with both of the 2A and 2B. I argued that, debated that for a while, but I didn't seem to make headway. But I think it will put DelDOT on notice that they've got to get it done, and think the developer will also push DelDOT to get it done. Well, I think we all agree it's a bad intersection. It needs to be improved, and this is probably the only way it's going to get done, is if private developer does it, which he will have to do that before he gets building permits. So with the 8 conditions or findings of facts and the 17 conditions with 2A and 2B included, my vote would be yes, motion's passed.
Second item is change of zone number, 1609, the application of Oak Creek LLC, an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a MR medium density residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential planning community for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Behova 100 plus this county, the land lying east of Route 274, also known as Old Landing Road, 0.7 miles south of Route 275, also known as Warrington Road, and be located on 115.29 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on February 22nd, where they deferred action for further consideration. On March 15th of 2007, the Commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1609 for Oak Creek LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from MR medium density residential to MR RPC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this project was previously approved as a nearly identical MR subdivision. Two, it is immediately adjacent to another approved MR RPC project identified as Warrington Creek, which was approved as change of zone number 1503. Three, the purpose of this application is to consolidate the two projects into one and to allow them both to follow the same design. Four, a number of lots within the project will not change. Instead, by consolidating the two projects, there is a possibility for a combined homeowners association and interconnectivity that benefits both projects, lots 98 and 134 being removed. Five, this application is essentially a change in status only, since the basic elements of the original approved subdivision will not change. As a result, it will not adversely affect any neighboring or adjacent properties, and it continues to be consistent with the development of the area. Six, Mr. Johnson also found that the same findings for the approved subdivision 2003-28 apply equally for this MRRPC. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the 10 conditions set forth in the approval of subdivision 2003-28. And in addition, the following shall also apply. One, minimum setback shall be front 15 feet, side 5 feet, rear 10 feet. However, at all corner lots, there shall be a 15-foot setback from all road frontages. And two, the proposed, or a proposed bridge connecting the development to Kings Creek Country Club shall be subject to approval of the appropriate Kings Creek entity and the approval of DENREC and any other applicable agency, and shall be for pedestrian and golf cart use only. All other types of motorized vehicles shall be prohibited. There was a motion, a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Okay. Questions? Come on here.
Questions for Mr. Lang.
Just for information, any difference between the subdivision and the MR was that they shifted a series of like 13 lots to allow for the cart path and cart path easement bridge, if it's approved through the Kings Creek entity and DENREC.
No further questions. Mr. Griffin, read the title, please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MR medium density residential district to an MR RPC medium density residential district residential planning community for a certain parcel of land in Lewis and Behova 100, Sussex County, containing 115.29 acres, more or less.
Any motion?
I
I need a motion, gentlemen. It's getting past lunchtime.
It's what?
Getting past lunchtime.
You missed lunch. You can come back.
That's history.
I made a motion to get it all centered down, the zone change 1609 with the conditions as well.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, and Mr. Phillips to approve CZ 1609.
Second?
You didn't second it?
I tried to make the motion, but...
Oh, he'd rather make the motion. You second the motion, Mr. Jones. Between the two of them, they're going to make the motion the second. I don't know which one's which. Nancy, I hope you get it correct in a minute. Mr. Cole.
But yes, it is an extension of a area of a neighboring subdivision. It is in character with the surrounding area, and I agree with planning and zoning's suggestions. Yes.
Correct. Mr. Phillips.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on the record recommendation of planning and commission, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also with the conditions as P&Z.
I agree with P&Z and the conditions and the rest of the council. My vote is yes. Motion passed.
I'll make sure I tell the commission that all five agree with the recommendation on this application.
We finally agreed on something, didn't we?
I'll make a motion that we defer on the grant request until the afternoon.
Well, Susie won't be here.
Does she have to be here?
Yeah.
She'll be here.
She gets paid for a full day.
They're here or there.
You just have to get her lunch.
You want to do it first thing on the agenda when we come back?
That sounds good.
Oh, I think I'll do it now.
I have a... I have got a motion to...
Recess.
Recess to 1:30.
Why don't you do a motion to amend the agenda to move those items down.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We amend the agenda to move grant requests till the afternoon session.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Rogers, to move the grant request until we come back at 1:30. Any questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No, I agree with Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah,
anywhere. My vote is no also.
My vote is no. Susie?
Keep moving.
And this is a big deal to these guys.
Keep moving.
This is a big deal.
I'd like to get $5,000 out of my community improvement.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to give $5,000 to Tan Family Dollar for beach patrol expenses from his community improvement. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Just say all in favor, say aye. Inc. for Easter egg hunt.
I'd give $250 for my councilmatic.
You can do youth activity if
please.
You like.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, to give $250 from his youth activity and seconded by Mr. Jones to Families Connected Incorporated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Greater Middlesboro Chamber of Commerce.
There's a lot of history in that.
$250 from my youth activity account.
Second.
$250. Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips made the motion. Mr. Cole seconded the motion. $250 Greater Chamber of Middlesboro Commerce. Easter egg hunt. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Girl Scouts of Chesapeake Bay Council.
$80 each. I think that's what
so
we're
asking.
$80 from each council, Matic?
Done
for the Girl Scouts of Chesapeake Bay Council. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Georgetown Fire Company Ladies Auxiliary Basket Bingo.
$100.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to give $100 to the Georgetown Ladies Auxiliary Basket Bingo. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Georgetown Fire Company Golf Tournament Fundraiser.
$500, please.
$500 from Mr. Jones. He made the motion. Mr. Phillips seconded the motion. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Delaware Roadrunners.
We did.
Youth Activity Grant.
If I'm not mistaken, we did 200 each last time.
Yes.
Yes.
Youth Activity Grant.
Yes.
That's what we did last
time. Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Cole, to give 200 from each council or from each youth activity to the Delaware Roadrunners for tournament sponsorship. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
American Legion Sussex Post number 8.
$60 each.
80.
We did more last year, but they were last.
Second.
Last.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Cole, to give $288.
No, 60 each.
Oh, $60 each.
Yeah. 60.
$6 each.
Mr. Rogers, say any more though.
The American Legion Post number 8. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Laurel Historical Society.
That was for to purchase some memorabilia from the Carwell collection.
Yeah.
Do they have an amount in there?
$200,000.
I think you had too many zeros.
They had
no?
I think it was the who bought them are going to donate the tables and things from the Carwell Museum or Carwell collection. I'd like to give $1,000.
Second.
I need to make a motion.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Cole made the motion to give $1,000. Council Matic, Mr. Phillips seconded the motion to the Laurel Historical for the purchase of Carwell's some of Carwell's collection of memorabilia. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Shoes That Fit program through the Cape Pendleton School District. It's a new program.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
$1,000.
How much? $10,000.
It's an unspecified amount. Also, it's a new program.
How much of
it
for a
job? $200 buys.
$200
buys five shoes, so they can five pairs of shoes.
I gotta go for it. Better give $1,000.
No, two for five children.
I give 400.
10 pairs of shoes, that's it.
Motion Mr. Rogers, second by.
What you want to suggest?
You're good, you're good.
Mr. Phillips to give $400 from Mr. Rogers, Council Medic, to shoes that fit. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Laurel Fireworks Celebration.
What did we do last year?
Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips gave $250 each for a total of $500.
So moved.
Second. Mr. Phillips made a motion to give $250 from his account, my account, to Laurel Fireworks Celebration for July the 4th. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Georgetown Historical Society, the registration fee.
$250, please.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $250 to the Georgetown Historical Society for conference registration fee. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Friends of the Georgetown Public Library.
What we did last year is I gave $350 and Mr. Cole got cheap on me. He might have been broke though, but the rest of us gave $50 each to make a total of $500.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones.
Wait, what? Well, I'm just question. Oh, the annual walk and run. Okay. When I get, we have a run, our library will call you. Okay. Same. Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't just put you in.
You didn't put me in. All right.
So don't. I won't owe you.
I would rather see you just do that yourself because we all have libraries.
You want to be in or out?
I'm out. I want to be out.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones.
Second,
Mr. Rogers, to give $350 from his council medic and $50 from Mr. Rogers, Mr. Phillips, and my council medic to the Friends of Library in Georgetown.
That's it.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Introduction of proposed ordinances.
And Mr. Jones, I want you to check, make sure all their shoes fit.
Proposed ordinances.
I
will
walk and run.
That's your job.
Additional business.
I can do it.
We're on overtime.
I got shoehorned at home.
You're going to run out of money again this year. You're going to run out of money again this year.
Come on, a little faster. Walk faster.
Why?
You ain't going no place. You ain't going no place. My name is Dan Kramer.
Yes, sir.
Where am I from? From my mother.
So if you approve of that $500,000 we're going to give to South Bank?
No.
Okay. We'll get that on right.
All right.
Now, the next thing is like this. I was told this morning I couldn't come down here and call you turkeys, but I'm down here to call you turkeys.
That's all you can.
I need a motion to recess to 1:30.
So moved.
Mr. Cole and second Mr. Phillips, all in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, so carry.